Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Making Him known and glorifying Him. I said this, but it'll bear repetition, some years ago when I had the privilege of teaching on the Holy Spirit in Rhema. I was studying and had been for some length of time, and as I was, the Spirit of God was just becoming more and more real to me. I was meditating and dwelling on these scriptures and preparing my lessons and what have you. And one day at my desk, I just stopped and I said, Holy Spirit, because I had been reading and studying that He is a person. And all the different verses about, how He acts and reacts. And some people talk about, when you say Holy Spirit, they said, what is it? Well, He's not an it. He's not just some power or force. He's a person. And I laid my Bible down. I said, Holy Spirit, you're real. You're a knowable person. I said, tell me about yourself in all sincerity. I want to know you better. I want to fellow, because I just got through reading about the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I said, tell me about yourself. And when I did, I heard something inside. Don't mean a voice outside, but inside. He quoted this scripture to me. He said, when He is come, He shall not speak of Himself. I thought, okay, all right. I got it. I said, Holy Spirit, tell me about Jesus. And it's almost like He said, have a seat. That's His ministry, amen. Right? He's not here to talk about Himself or me, amen. Or you. He's not here to magnify you or any flesh. Amen. He is here to glorify Jesus. Amen. Read it again. What did Jesus say?
He shall glorify me.
We want the moving of the Spirit. Right? What's He interested in? He's interested in manifesting the Word, magnifying Jesus, which is really the same thing. So if we're really hungry for the move of the Spirit, what are we interested in? Magnifying Jesus. Right? And Him being shown and seen and known. Now, most any Christian with any sense would agree with this. But, off the service time and off the record, people do, the more immature they are, they think about their self. People being impressed with me, my anointing, my call, my ministry, my experiences, my revelation. And that is a hindrance to the move of the Spirit. I know I've said it about 35 times, but it is so important. If we want the move of the Spirit, I have to forget about me. You have to forget about me. And you got to forget about you. And we got to get on the same channel. Remember, we spent the whole night one time talking about in one mind, in one accord, but not all of us thinking about me. All of us thinking about you. But we read it in Romans 15 that they may with one mind and one mouth glorify God. As they became one, the scripture said, to praise God. As they became one to lift up the sound and worship God, then the Spirit of God moved in. The cloud of glory filled the building. One to glorify Him. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. Turn back to, you're there in John. Go back to the 14th chapter. John 14 and verse 21. He said, He that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. Do you love him? How would we know? You do what he says. He that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will what?
Manifest
myself to him. Now we know from other scriptures, how's he going to do that? By the Spirit of God, who's in us and on us and with us. We walk down here right now by faith. The scripture said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And in a few more breaths, all of us will be in heaven. Won't be long at all. I'm telling you, your whole entire life, my entire life, is like a vapor. It appears for a little while. Everybody say poof. That's your life. This is all we've ever known. So we think a year, 10 years, 50 years is a long time. It's nothing compared to eternity. And just a few more breaths, all of us will be in heaven. Which is great. But till then, we have a job to do. We're here for a reason. We're here on the front lines. And there's enemy down here. We're here on the field of conflict. We're here in an earth filled with curse, demons, and crazy people. But we are not alone.
Amen.
We're not in this thing by ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we've been given our loins girt with truth.
Amen.
We've been given a breastplate of righteousness. Our feet have been shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We got a helmet of salvation. We got a shield of faith. We got a sword of the Spirit. And we got the greater one on the inside of us. And we got each other. And we got the host of the angels of God to get a job done. And the job is not to let everybody know about us and how great we are. And about our ministry. Right? It's for everybody to find out about Him. Jesus. To see Him. To know Him. To know Him better. And boy, the more we get on that page and the more we get focused on that, then the more the Spirit of God can move in us and through us because we're thinking like Him. We're flowing like Him. We must learn to cooperate with Him, not try to get Him to help us do what we've decided to do. Now, in talking about this, go to Acts 13 again. We ended on this last week. Acts 13. I'm saying it, but somewhere or another don't feel like I'm saying it. Tell me again what the Holy Spirit's interested in. Manifesting the Word, who is a person, who became flesh, right? Went to the cross. The Holy Spirit, He's interested in His ministry is to magnify Jesus, right? Jesus is the greatest example of a human being fully cooperating with the Father's will and the Holy Spirit. He worked with the Holy Spirit. And you'll see that He never took credit for one sermon He preached, for one healing, for one miracle, for one sign, not a one. Read John sometime and underline every time you see a phrase like this. He said, I didn't come to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. I don't speak my own words. I say what I hear Him say. I don't do my own things. I do what I see Him do. He was completely selfless. Concerning these things, He never got up and said, what do I want to do today? Not once. And He's our example. And so to have the stronger move of the Spirit, we must be selfless and focused on Jesus. And that's, I know that sounds good and it sounds religious, but it's got to be real to us, not just words. Right? And when we get so focused on Him that I'm not thinking about you and whether you're smiling or whether you're not or whether you like me or whether you don't or whether you're saying amen or whether you're not. And you get so focused on him until you're not noticing if I'm quoting it right, or if I'm, you know, got a string on my pants, or my hair is right, or I, you know, messed up the English language, or any of that, until you and I are focused on him. One mind, one mouth, one heart, glorifying him. Then we'll see stronger moves of the Spirit than we have seen heretofore. And are you hungry for that? Do you desire that? The Spirit of God is very accommodating. God is very gracious. He takes people as far as he can. But so many times that's just not nearly far enough. People are not hungry enough. You know, like we've said before, there are whole denominations. There are millions of Christians in different groups. They don't even believe in speaking in tongues. They don't believe in healing. They don't believe in miracles and power manifested today. So how can the Spirit even begin to move? In these areas, they're not open to it. Well, we're open to a few of these things, but let's not assume that we're open to everything He wants to do. Because we have been the same way in some other areas because of our ignorance. And one way to begin to open up is to not anymore judge others for their ignorance. Are you with me? Don't make fun of anybody or mock anybody or speak negatively about anybody or any group because they don't believe in this or they don't believe in that you know to be right and have experience in, because there are other areas that you're the same way. We know in part. We prophesy in part. So, if we want grace, who gets the grace? The humble. Well, the humble are not judgmental. Right? The humble are gracious. Thanks be unto God. Well, let's just say it right. I think there's a number of people that should. All of us have made mistakes in these areas in times past. But say it out loud. Father, forgive me. For saying anything negative about any Christian or any group, not yielding to you, for we know we've not yielded to you because of our ignorance, our stubbornness in other areas. Thank you for your mercy. Teach us, and we'll yield, and we'll not judge anymore, in Jesus' name.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
By the feet of God, God who gives me